Welcome to Decom Divas with Jana, and I have one returning person and one new person who wants to be introduced first. Who's more special?
The new person should probably go first.
Amanda, welcome to the show.
Yeah, I'm excited. My first podcast.
Yay! Oh my god. And Jake, welcome back. Are you excited to be back?
I am glad to be back, and I'm glad this time it's a much better, higher caliber of film that we're talking about.
So are you saying you like this better than Xenon Z3?
I can definitely say that, yes.
Okay, cool.
This is one, like, when we were talking, this is one that he has seen and I have not.
Yes.
Okay.
She's definitely got more of the foot in the knowledge of all that stuff that you guys are talking about, and whereas mine is more of, like, the movies and stuff like that. But I don't know. I actually don't know how or why I saw this movie before.
I know. I'm kind of surprised that you have. Yeah.
Probably, I mean, because one particular person is.
Well, I mean, I don't think that's necessarily. I think it might have just been like on basic cable and I saw it or something like that. Or, you know, it does have some name people in it. So I might have just like, yeah, I got nothing better to do. I'll watch this. Yeah.
Is it, let me guess, is it Kurt Russell or Bruce Campbell that got you to watch this?
Probably both.
I'm a big fan of the Bruce, as we know, and like a lot of these people, like I don't know that I want to mention it right away, but a lot of
you can mention it. We don't need to go in chronological order.
A lot of the supporting cast in this movie is all like improv comedian like greats. Like, you've got Kevin McDonald and David Foley from Kids in the Hall. You've got Heffernan from Broken Lizard. You've got Cloris Leachman. You've got Bruce Campbell. You got all these great comedic people, like, just doing little bits here and there. And I think that's probably why I got connected to it, or at least how I got into it the first time.
Okay. So the guy, the Kids in the Hall guy, the one who played the mad evil scientist guy.
Yes.
He's from Kids in the Hall. Remember him? How I know him is from Lilo and Stitch.
Yes.
I know him from Friends.
Oh, shit. Wait, who is he in Friends?
In Friends, he was, okay, so there's the episode where, like, Ross has something on, like, his butt, maybe, is, like, what they're, like, a growth, but he goes to, like, doctors and all this stuff, and he finally goes to Phoebe's guy, which is, you know, Phoebe's guy is just, like, more holistic, and he's a holistic guy, and he just tries to, like,
almost like a Reiki kind of thing.
He waves his arms over, and then he turns his arms or his hands around, and as he's doing that, he's like, oh, it's gone, and his watch actually, like, yanks it off of Ross. So he's like doing this whole thing, and it's like, oh, it's gone, I did it. And he's like, what do you mean it's gone? He's like, oh, it got caught on my watch. And it's that guy. And I was like, hold on, I know this man from Friends. I'm a huge Friends fan. So
have you been kind of sad because of the Matthew Perry?
Oh yeah, it's really, like, I mean, we both, because that Chandler is his favorite.
Sure. And I could guess that, yes.
Yeah, that he's definitely a Chandler fan, you know.
Could I be any more of a Chandler guy?
Right. But it is definitely sad. Like, and it was cool thing about Matthew Perry is, like, obviously he struggled with, like, sobriety and stuff over the years, but he was actually really an advocate to, like, help other people. Mm-hmm. And he had a foundation to help men like himself to kind of, like, get sober. He just was really good about being supportive and being helpful.
There's a lot of great stories coming out now about how he helped a lot of people on the path to sobriety and things like that. He was a very big proponent of it.
I know. I feel like people don't know. I wish that people knew more about that, because some celebrities die. It's kind of like people get a little gross about it.
You can get morbid.
Well, that's honestly the one thing that he said. He's like, I know it's going to be about friends. He's like, but I really want people to know, like, the other things that I did and I actually really, really care about. And not that he didn't care about Friends, but it was just like, this is what matters for me and what's important to me, kind of a thing. So it's like, it's really nice to know that, like, you're also there to help people and, like, guide them too.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm glad to hear these positive things about him. I feel like, I don't know, people kind of want to drag celebrities at the end of their lives, and I don't appreciate that.
Yeah. So. It is nice that, like, if there's something positive coming out of this whole thing.
Yeah.
On a lighter note, Amanda, so what in the 90s, late 90s, early 2000s, were you into Disney Channel? Is that a big thing for you, Amanda? Like, what did Disney Channel mean to you? What did you watch then?
Late 90s, early 2000s, I was like end of elementary, middle school, high school kind of vibe, because I graduated 2006 from high school. So I'm like, that's my chunk of time mm-hmm. of growing up. But I was Disney, Nickelodeon, Halloween Town.
Yes, hell yeah. Wait, gotta ask you something real quick.
Okay.
I don't know if this means anything to you, Jacob, because the last episode that came out was the fourth Halloween Town movie. Were you offended when they switched the main actress?
I was, because I feel as though, as much as I love Disney, but I feel like maybe they're doing a better job. I don't really know. Like, I'm not in that part of the entertainment with things, but like, I feel because that woman has like a more round face, I think they weirdly went with the other woman or other girl at the time because she was like, quote unquote, thin.
Yeah,
I know the other girl wasn't, and I think they made this weird transition because she was like, I don't know, like I
less
felt
conventionally attractive as they think, or
yeah, and I think because the other girl was like that cookie cutter Disney pretty, and so I think, and she was really kind of popular, like was doing a bunch of different like movies with Disney and other like little stuff. And I think that's why they like went to her, and maybe the other girl was like old in a sense, like quote unquote kind of thing. But I think that's like Disney does stuff like that weird where they just like want a certain look. And if you don't fit that mold, they won't necessarily go with it. I just remember a lot in the 90s of like what people thought as like heavy. I always think of like Jessica Simpson, of people thinking that she was like huge, even though she wasn't.
Yeah,
like, it's crazy. All the time, like, oh, this person's big, and like, there's like, what are you talking about? Yeah. There's like, that was the one thing in the 90s I didn't like, and I feel like it's getting better, but then there's like that whole Ozempic thing that now people are like super thin. Yeah. So yeah, it's like a weird, like it goes back and forth.
It always swings
in one way. But I loved Halloween Town. I'm actually like in the midst of like watching Halloween Town 2 right now. Cause I would like on my breaks at work, I'll like put on Disney Plus when I'm eating my lunch. But yeah, Halloween Town. I don't know if anybody knows like Double Teamed.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. About
the Double Teamed.
Yeah. I loved Motocrossed, where it was like, again, like a twin story, you know, like all
anything
those.
With twins, apparently.
Apparently.
Is. But are it you was a just twin like, or do you just like twin themed stuff?
Apparently I like twin themed stuff. I'm not a twin. So, but it was just like, oh, that's funny that it's like, you know, they're both twins ones. But I'm trying to think of like TV shows as far as Disney. Because Hannah Montana, I feel like was like more when I was a little bit older when it came out. So it wasn't really way too, like I love Miley Cyrus now, but was it like Hannah Montana? It was like towards the end of like my childhood.
You had aged out at that point.
Basically, yeah. It wasn't like for me. But I was like into Rugrats and like, you know, from Korean, and like Are You Afraid of the Dark? I love so like things like that. Yeah. 90s is my Jim Jam for sure.
Were you more into Nick or Disney, or is it just like kind of apples and oranges for you?
I think it's like it was just a mixture of both. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, what it depended on what. And I also really like cartoons and things like that, and I don't know what you would call the early
the aughts, whatever aughts. Oh yeah,
it's so weird because now we're like now in the like early times of like when you read back in like the 1910s and like what do you call that, you know? Like we're in the 2020s.
I just put that movie on today and I did the math. That movie was made 40 years ago. Like
you're watching
wait, what movie are you guys watching?
Oh, I put on this old Western movie that I watched, one of my favorite Westerns. It's got so many actors that you know and recognize, but it was made in the 80s. So it's can tell like that the time has just gone on and on and on. I watched most of the movie like a lot of times when I was younger. And so it was on Nickelodeon or Netflix and I put it on the other day just to think the first time that I've shown her some of it. And she was like, oh my God, that's Jeff Goldblum. Oh
yeah, God, it was like so many people, kind of like this movie. It was like so many different people. I kept going, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Like when Cloris
Leachman.
Yeah, when she walked, I was like, wait, what? Who else is in this movie?
The nurse?
Yes, she's the nurse.
Okay, yeah. Okay, because the way I see, I didn't catch as many celebrities. I thought I caught a lot, but you guys caught more. The way they filmed that scene made me think this is supposed to be important because they gave her this long scene with like lollipops and then the tongue compressor and her doing this. So I was like, okay, there's something to this, but yes, yeah. Okay.
That was the exposition for that moment was like, hey, you may not get your superpowers and that's okay, you know? Mm-hmm. A lot of the themes of this show are very much like your typical postmodern, like high school drama type things, like, hey, you may be different and that's okay, or you may be fine and that's okay too. Like a lot of those messages that you see in all those teenage high school movies are flowing through this movie,
yeah,
at almost a superhuman pace. If you, but
I really got me.
I know how to turn a phrase. What can I say? But yeah, no, like that's. I think, I don't know, you know, you might know better when the, you know, doing the math, when this movie actually came out, but I feel like
it was 2000
and 2005, the summer of 2005. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it has so much of a recipe to where it would have been a very, very successful movie. And I don't know how good or how bad it did, you know, in box office or whatever, but like it had so many good things going for it. I would not be surprised if like one little tweak would have made it like a big, big movie. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Because I feel like this is, I don't know if I would call this like a cult classic or anything like that, but it obviously, so this movie was like, came out in theaters. It was like promoted on Disney Channel, but it wasn't technically a Disney Channel movie, but it was, yeah, I don't know. Okay, maybe this is a little nuanced of a question, but could you guys tell compared to, I guess for you, Jacob, like Xenon and Amanda, all the DComs you've seen, that this is like a higher budget. Like obviously they invested in better.
Yeah, actors, that's also, why I was like, yeah. I put it on the list when I sent you that list, like when we sent over that list of like, well, here are all, and I was like, well, I've never seen Sky High, but it was like, I don't remember it being on Disney Channel, and that it definitely is like a different
vibe. It's got more polish to it, yeah, for sure. And obviously with a lot of the superpowers and whatnot, like they definitely did a good job of, mm-hmm. of doing the best they could with whatever budget they had, but you could definitely tell certain parts they didn't have as much money to make it fancy and shiny, like a Marvel movie or something like that.
Yeah.
You
know? Like what? I'm curious.
Well, the Royal Pains costume, when they get the big reveal, like that's definitely just CG. Like there's no real, you know, face visor or anything like that. That's definitely just programmed on a computer or what have you.
Yeah. Yeah. That was her costume looked, I mean, to me, that just looked like Iron Man, like before.
Yeah. Or something.
Man,
did that... What's her name's character in Ant-Man?
A wasp,
waspy kind of, mm-hmm. or even Power Rangers. Like honestly,
very Power Rangers, like, yes, very Power Rangers.
I was a Power Rangers.
Okay, I was gonna ask. Yeah,
yes, I love.
Wait, that. Which colored Power Rangers was your favorite?
I of course like so. We would when it was funny. My sister and I would go and play at like my best friend's house at the time. Whenever we'd go there, she would be the Pink Ranger, mm-hmm. I would be the Yellow Ranger, and then my sister would be a boy Ranger of some sort. And then we come home, and then because I'm the oldest, I would be the Pink Ranger and she would be the Yellow Ranger. And her and I actually talked about that recently. She's like, well, I actually liked the Yellow Ranger much better than the Pink Ranger. I'm like, well, cool.
Sorry if this is a little for listeners, this is a little in the weeds, but I do have to bring this up because a week or two ago I went to see Evil Dead, the reason why I know both of these people, and Jacob, you had to play a little bit of a bigger role.
Yes, I decided to, you know, put on my big boy pants and play the lead this time. And it was fun. I had a great time.
Tell us what it was like. How did you feel?
You know, I was telling my vocal coach the other day, because training and getting ready for the show and all that stuff, I was working on certain songs and working on my range and what have you. And there's a couple of high notes where I was really like struggling to reach them. Long story short, there were so many issues with my microphone, having to switch it out or whatever going on. I had no time to actually get into my own head about it. And so I nailed the note every single time that I was supposed to.
A lot of times I feel like as actors, like when you're too much in your head, that it could be a positive or good thing, I guess. Like when you overthink something, you don't hit it, or you were like, I'm so prepared. And then you overshoot it. You know, like sometimes you just need to, like you said, get out of your head and you just happen.
And yeah, I just had a blast. It was a great cast this year. We all bonded very well.
Yeah.
Mixed and melted very well as a cast. And, I just wish that I didn't sweat as much on them.
I can tell.
Oh, I'm sure you can tell. Come on.
I was not in the splatter zone, but I couldn't tell.
You didn't need to be in the splatter zone. You see me soaking through my shirt.
Yeah, he was so sweaty. But like, I mean, that's just you in general.
It is. It is a very active show. So it, yeah. I knew it was going to be a thing. But yeah,
yeah.
As far as it goes, it was one of my favorite times. You know, as a performer, you very rarely get the chance to do something like this where it's so heavily relies on the audience having a good time. You know,
yeah.
And that's something that I have always. The reason that I got into theater was just to entertain people, you know? And so when you see people like lining up in, you know, in the splatter zone and they're like so excited, you just get squirted with fake blood or what have you, like it really boosts you up. It really feels like a great time. So it's always an easy yes for me to do the show every year. It was a good time.
Yeah. Okay. Switching gears completely, because Amanda, we don't have your backstory. Tell us, where are you from? What's your story? And how does that all tie in with Disney Channel, I guess?
How does it all tie in with Disney Channel?
She was born on a Disney backlot.
Oh, and, no.
What? Were you? Oh, my God.
No, that would be like, that would be a story. No, I'm local, San Diego Grail. I work for a nonprofit where we called Luminary Arts. shut up. Part of the things that are... that we do is we're contracted out through some of the school districts to bring in the arts. And so right now this year I'm teaching dance. That's what I do. And then how it relates to Disney, I don't know. I mean, you know, like, you know, when you watch Disney, it's very, you know, it's exciting. And I used to always watch Disney movies as a kid. And my mom, I mean, we still have a bunch of VHSs. Like, we just recently went through some that we kept some of them because certain ones have like, they're more valuable or something like that because of the packaging. So we kept those ones.
I see. And you're going to sell them on the black market? No,
we're just keeping them for ourselves. You know, it's more like, oh, this means like we looked it up and it means something. But my mom would always like, she said that when I was like, you know, a kid, but she would always buy like a Disney movie, you know, we'd always watch it. She used to make costumes for me when I was a kid. Like, she full on like, I would wear it and like, you know, watch The Little Mermaid and like brush my hair with a comb as I'm watching it. So like, I was always into it. And, or she said I would make her fly me when we were doing Peter Pan, cause I wanted to be Peter,
that's,
you know,
so
she'd pick me up and fly me around. And aww. So like, it was one of those, like, it's, you know, it's very nostalgia, all these movies, and it, you know, makes you feel happy, you know, like when you go to Disney, I don't know if you feel this, but like, you go down and you walk down Main Street and there's something about it that just like, you're like, and I'm here and it's great. So, yeah.
Disney has always, like, you didn't have to seek it out. It's always been in your life.
It's always for sure been in my life. Yeah. I'm like, sure. I mean, even like as like a adult, my mom still like buys me like Disney stuff. Like,
yeah.
My grandma bought me like a Pride, like Mickey ears, you know, and
I'm looking at two Funko Pops that are Disney. Ariel and
Meg. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's like, yeah, a couple, you know, so I'm always have little things here and there. So, yeah.
Are those two your favorite Disney characters, of Ariel and Meg?
No, I mean, I've liked Ariel because she's redhead like I am.
Yeah.
But I have really liked Merida.
Another redhead.
I like Belle a lot too, because I think she was like kind of like that first kind of like feminist kind of Disney princess.
Yeah, I agree.
And it wasn't just like, you know, trying to be with the prince kind of situation, you know, because of course, like now when you watch all of them, you're like, okay, you are like, you know, you start sounding like your parents. You're like, okay, you're 16 and you just met this boy for like a minute and you're in love with him. That doesn't make any sense. So yeah. Of course, but you know, but they're still fun and special, you know, but my mom still will buy me mermaid things because literally like Little Mermaid came out like when I was like a year old. So it's just one of those. It's, oh, she's a redhead and Amanda's a redhead. And yeah.
All makes sense to me.
Wait, Jacob, is your favorite princess Ariel?
No, I don't think that I could, you know, gun to my head, I don't think I could pick a favorite. I don't know really? Them well enough to really say for sure. But Ariel certainly, you know, who doesn't love a nice beach babe with, you know, red hair?
Oh my God.
Yeah, I know, right? have either of you seen the new one, the one that came out this year?
Yeah, I really liked it. Halle Bailey. Halle Bailey. Yeah, I can't. So like Halle Bailey, I always want, like, I helps have to stop myself from saying Halle Berry. It's
me too. Yeah. Bailey. I almost said it now. Yeah.
Beautiful yeah. voice. I love the fact that there's just, it's another, so like another princess that young Black girls can relate yeah. to. And I think that's really beautiful because, you know, Disney is very whitewashed a lot of the times, and it's becoming more diverse, like with like Coco and
Encanto,
yes. yeah. which is super relatable for me because it's like, that's literally like my like family stuff. So it's really nice to see like Encanto happening. And I'm like, oh no, yep. That's why, like that's, you know, the whole, like there was all these like TikToks happening of like, oh, the one thing that they, that's like really sad, I guess, but like, you know, that they got wrong in it is that the fact that, like, you know, the grandmother apologized. like, it's really hard for like Latinos to say sorry. And I don't, it's a pride thing. And I don't know why. And it's something, you know, you have to like break down. And now as my generation, you have to work through of like actually being able to do those things. But it's just one of those, we're like, oh, it's so great. But oh, wait, like, yeah. it's nice to see progress happening.
Slowly but surely, we will break these chains of old people saying that white people have to be everything.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Wait, how can you transition that into Sky High?
Oh, well, it's a great question.
It was very whitewashed, but there was
it was a fairly ethnically, you know, diverse cast. They had a good amount of it was very white centric, but still had, you know, a couple bits of representation.
Here. Yeah, but they always do. It's always side characters.
Though. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So this movie came out on July 29th, 2005. What do you think you guys were doing on that day? If you had to take a wild guess.
Celebrating my mom's birthday, because that's her birthday.
Oh my God. Yeah. So fun.
Celebrating my mom's birthday. Where have you been? Were you in like Orange County then?
25 is what I would have been, a very broke person. Probably I might have been when I was living on my own in Escondido somewhere, or it might have been when I was living at home again for that brief period of time. I don't know. But I'm sure I was probably drinking and celebrating the 4th of July somewhere around there.
But a few weeks too late, but that's okay.
Something like that.
Because I think it was the summer before my junior year of high school.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We have like 8 years apart between us.
Okay. Year. Do you find that makes your references like kind of like the clash of like what you remember back from your childhood, like funny, or is it like, I don't know, do you guys have similar ones or totally different ones?
I don't know. What would you say?
I mean, as far as like an age difference, making difference in the references, I don't think that's what makes the difference, because I will reference things that are, you know, way beyond my age or whatever. Yeah. You know, I have a lot of weird, almost arcane knowledge about all sorts of random things, and I'll make jokes from movies that were, you know, 50 years old. But I don't think that's necessarily what kind of makes the difference, is, you know, the Disney versus the not Disney, or the age difference at all. But
I think because like he didn't really grow up with like Disney Channel or anything like that, and it wasn't even really a thing until like probably the late 80s. Mm. And he didn't really have like cable or anything like that growing up. So it wouldn't have even like crossed.
Yeah.
And then by the time this, you know, time, late 90s, early 2000s, like you were high school, late teens, early adult. So it was like something that you would have never even watched. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Like we discussed that last time. It was past my prime Disney Channel as far as it goes. Yeah.
Is it fun to like have totally different references? I don't know. My boyfriend and I are 2 months apart, so he mostly gets everything I say. So I always think it's funny when people have totally different experiences.
I feel like we also have the same, I mean, we have different tastes in a lot of things, but some of the simpler tastes and a lot of things.
Yeah, the similar tastes are in the things that, you know, help us, you know, get, you know, go along. But I think I will definitely, you know, make a reference to something that she has no idea about. I don't get upset about it. I don't like talk about it like too much. Like, yes, I will make fun of her for not having seen a movie or something like that. But it's not like, you know, you don't see this movie, we're through. It's, you know, it's an age difference. Yeah, it's a time difference, you know, it's a difference of things that are important. Like, she'd rather spend her time, you know, watching reality television where there's millions and millions of scripted television series that she could watch instead.
But I think with that, he doesn't understand that when I've been teaching children for 6 hours, all I need is like to not and to decompress and not think about something. So that's why I watch reality TV.
Yeah.
I don't have to think.
I don't.
Do you think there are couples where people say, if you don't watch this movie right now, we're done?
I would hope
not. I would hope not either, unless they're like a super controlling person and they should not be in a relationship with anybody. They should work on themselves on that. A little bit, at least.
Get some therapy.
Yeah. Like, that sounds
nothing
insane.
Nothing is that important. Like, I guarantee you, one viewing of Citizen Kane isn't going to change the world.
Oh my God, no. So I guess we'll get into the movie, but first I gotta say, who was the first famous person that really stood out to you in this movie that you're like, oh shit, they're in this?
I mean, right away was Kurt Russell.
Yeah.
And Billy Preston.
Sure.
They're right there right away. And the kid, he was in a bunch of stuff in Disney.
The main character?
Yeah.
I know him from, he and Kristen Stewart were together. That is my main reference point from him. I don't know.
He would have been too old. But he looks at like that Max, is it Max Keebler?
He does. Okay, that's what I was thinking. He looks like Max Keebler from Max Keebler's Big Move, but I don't think that's
him. It's not him because he's too old, right? Because
yeah, I'm like, that's, I think he's slightly,
but it doesn't. Yeah, but I'm like, I feel like I've seen him, but I don't know where. But yeah, for sure.
I guess he's in Almost Famous, but I don't think he's the main guy from Almost Famous. So he has that very that brown haired kind of like shorter guy.
His hair was so high. I don't know if you guys said it was just like so big.
Oh, it was very like
so big.
It was really big.
Had a lot of secrets.
Almost like Bieber kind of hair.
Yeah. Yeah, no, there's so many famous people. I didn't even remember that Bruce Campbell was in this.
Yeah.
Or that
Linda Carter.
Yes. Oh, I remember. Yeah. Yeah. That was pretty cool. For some reason I thought that she played Kurt Russell's wife, but that's played by Kelly Preston. When's the last time you watched this, Jacob? Has it been a while? Like, was this kind of
it definitely been at least a year or two. Mm-hmm. I think it might have been one of those things where I'm delirious at like 3 a.m. and it's COVID time. Not going to work, so why bother, you know, staying, you know, going to bed at a normal time. I don't know. I don't remember when, but it was something that it was nice to kind of revisit it because it was, you know, catching all the like the jokes and the puns and like it was very much like an Adam West Batman kind of comic movie versus like the Marvel stuff that we're used to these days. Which was kind of nice. It was very retro feeling, but still like, you know, it was aiming for a kind of 90s sense, but at the same time, it was in 2000. So it was kind of a weird timey-wimey kind of thing.
Yeah. Another person, Jacob, maybe you will. I don't think you'll remember her. Yeah. Amanda, have you seen Stuck in the Suburbs before?
No.
Okay. Do you know the hippie best friend turned spoiler alert girlfriend? Do you remember that actress like ring a bell with either of you guys?
I've seen her so many times. I feel like so many times.
She does a lot of stuff. Pennebaker is her last name. I remember that much.
I think she's in some sort of superhero show now.
Yes, she's in The Flash, I want to say.
Yeah. So she was a Disney Channel movie girl, and that's how I know her from. So it was actually kind of a big deal for her to get in this movie because she was like on the big screen. But so what did you guys think of the whole? So basically, I'll make the beginning of this real short. A bunch of freshmen in high school, questionably, because a lot of them are probably 22, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Going to high school, superhero high school, and they're discovering their powers. What did you guys think of like the premise of the movie?
I think it's a great idea for someone who wants like a safer version of like, it's like that Adam West Batman kind of thing. It's a very safe,
comic booky, you know, superhero kind of initiation, where if you're a parent, you definitely don't want your kids, you know, watching a Marvel movie at like six or something like that, or at least it's questionable. Like, it's definitely seemed like a very safe kind of introduction to superhero-y and things like that.
Yeah. Although as we're watching it, I kept saying, like, man, this, like, these parents are assholes. Like, that was like, they're like really like not listening.
They're so self-absorbed.
So self-absorbed. And that's one of the big things I kept like talking, like the, and obviously like towards the end, it was,
they realized, you know,
but I was like, right off the bat, I was like, wow. Okay. Like, come on, mom and dad. Like, let's,
but
like,
then again, that's very typical of like your high school story. Parents don't get you. Parents want their own thing. They have their own vision.
Yeah. For
you,
But I loved the bus driver.
Sure. Yeah.
And like, I did make a comment of like, when they went, I told him too, I was like, man, if I was on that bus, I'd be vomiting the whole time. Because I have motion sickness. I was like, man, I don't know. I don't think I would make it to Sky High. Like, I'd just be vomiting. Yeah, but it was so fun. It was so cute, like the way that they got there and all his friends and stuff, you know, like it's like that, the underdog kind of story.
Yeah. And a great kind of message in the story of, you know, sometimes the support people, the, you know, the sidekicks, they have, you know, a lot of important stuff to do to provide help or to just be helpful to the situation. So I think that's a nice little tidbit as well.
Yeah, I thought it was really cute. And like what you were saying, the parents being assholes, I thought the part where he brings all his friends back to the house and the dad is like, so are they all sidekicks? And he's like, yeah. And he's like, oh, good for you. I wouldn't have never been that brave. Yeah. And then he's like, by the way, I'm a sidekick. Yeah.
I was just like, oh my God, like, this is so horrible. Like, I would feel like, you know, it's like your parents are supposed to be the people who are, you know, supporting you and guiding you. And like, in my mind, I was like, man, like, in a weird way, like the parents are kind of villains too in this, because they're not being, you know, accepting of these just the sidekicks.
Were they trying to establish that his dad, so the dad, what's his name as like a superhero? He's the
Commander,
the commander, and then she was the
jetstream.
Okay, yeah, so she was kind of like, they're both superheroes, she kind of was like, I guess they work together, but
they're a nice team. Like, she laughed when she was flying and carrying Kurt Russell, I believe,
and that was hilarious to me. Yeah. I was like, you're not so badass, are you? You can't even fly yourself.
That was cute. I guess they didn't make her like so subservient, but yeah. So in the movie, it takes a while for the main character. Okay, main character's name is Will.
Will.
Best friend Layla. She's kind of like a tree hugger, hippie-ish.
Yeah.
What was her powers that she could like just like make trees grow uncontrollably?
She could control plant life, I guess, is the best
way.
She's poison ivy, but not poison. Less poison ivy. I feel like some of this, like, just kind of as we were watching the movie, like, because it plot wise and story wise, it kind of drags in the middle. So I wonder if, like, how much of the stuff was comedically, how much of the stuff was added kind of like afterwards, or what the script looked like before they kind of edited it. Because it feels like there might have been some like bits and pieces here and there that they cut out just for timing or pacing or what have you.
Yeah. So, no, but what you were saying, you kind of cut out in the middle, is like, I feel like the first 30 minutes or so are based on, oh, wow, shouldn't we feel sorry for this guy? He has no powers and he's a sidekick, but he's kind of pretending that he isn't for the sake of his dad. And then he suddenly gets powers. So yeah, there's a day at school where they're sorting them into sidekicks and superheroes. And then Will and all his friends are sidekicks, even though they do have useful powers that we will learn about in the very end. Yeah, so then he suddenly gets powers and then he becomes popular with this girl named Gwen. What did you guys think of her?
Oh, literally right away, I was like, he's gonna take her into the thing, and she's gonna be the bad guy, and she's gonna be like, oh, right away I was like, oh, her.
I mean, it's not just because she's the only like name actress or whatever that we know now, but it's also just like obvious she's the age difference was the first thing.
I had to look it up. I was like, she is way older than him.
There's only like 3 years difference between them, but she
three or looked, 4 years.
She just looks.
She looks. So I mean, that's him. Yeah. He was born 87. She was 84.
Which, if you think about it, with the whole time thing and the whole turning into a baby, maybe I guess it kind of works, and maybe that they thought about that. Yeah, when they were
but
doing
it works out as far as like high school-y kind of ages anyway, like the differences. But I mean,
she is a senior and she is a freshman,
so it does work out. But she looks so much older than him.
Yeah, she does.
That it's like kind of weird that she's like, well, in this case, pretending to be attracted to him and date him. I'm like, what senior girl would ever go for a baby child? Like, no.
Clearly, ulterior motives.
Exactly.
And that's fine. Like, I mean, the story plays out and it's all very, you know what's going on. It's not like there are any big reveals or anything like that. You know what's going to happen the whole time. So it's not a surprising thing.
Well, and too, even if she wasn't the villain, like she would probably be attracted to the fact that both his parents are these like really super famous superheroes. Mm-hmm. So if like either way.
Use him for his pop, for his parents or what have you. Yeah. There'd be some ulterior motive to it.
Yeah, it was interesting. Did you guys notice the, you know, the Spandau Ballet song that always plays?
Yes. That is something that was very prevalent to me going through. And that's what kind of dated this movie as well, is like the 80s pop punk covers. Every song is very, it reminded me of like, I don't think this was the first, but like 10 Things I Hate About You and She's All That and like all those movies that came out that same kind of time period where it was, let's cover these old songs with pop punk people, you know, like it was very, I guess, a cliche at that point, but you know, it kind of worked because I literally like giggled every time that she would have a scene with him and that song was playing in the background.
That was, I remember when every movie, especially like these like big budget Disney teen movies, would always have like a remake of an old song, and then I would be singing it and my parents were like, how do you know that song? And I'm like, oh, Bowling for Soup just came out with it. And it's like, but she, do you guys, I mean, I think we all recognize her, but what's the main thing, you know, what's her name? Mary
Elizabeth Winstead.
Yeah.
She's done a Tarantino movie. She's done, there was this really good movie she did recently, where she was an assassin with Woody Harrelson. But most recently, she was in Ahsoka as one of the Star Wars Rebels characters, which I thought was really cool.
Oh, so she's like, she's done things continuously since this movie.
Yeah, she's always doing something. She's always working.
My main thing I know her from is Scott Pilgrim.
Yes. Yeah. Ramona Flowers.
But she, it's interesting the like character they have her play this. I don't know. I didn't find it to be, she's always wearing pink and very preppy. And I thought she kind of, I don't know, that seems kind of off to me, but I guess maybe that's the point. Did that seem a little out of place to you guys?
I didn't notice her outfit much as I did kind of all the other ones. I think whoever was in charge of the costume very much like had a color palette themes for every certain character. Obviously, like Will was always red, white, and blue. Layla was always in green because, you know, earthy, hippie. And then like the yellow and neon guy who could glow. And then the girl in the purple. And like everybody kind of had a color theme for their, that kind of matched their superpower or what have
you. Just very Disney.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I guess Gwen and Will kind of start dating. What did you guys think of that?
I don't know. It's just like weird. Like, I don't think as a senior girl, I would have been like, yes, look at that freshman.
Yeah, give me that frosh body.
He's
over there.
So hot. Like, no. Like,
so embarrassing, the idea of going after Jacob, if you were a freshman in high school and a senior girl went after you or was interested in you, wouldn't you be like suspicious from the get, or would you not care? You're like,
hey, absolutely. I'd be suspicious and I'd probably run for the hills at the time because I was scared of girls until like 2 minutes ago.
What did you guys think of War and Peace?
The name very much, it goes with all the, you know, like we were talking about that cheesy comic book stuff. I thought the actor was okay. He played that teenage angst fairly well, the superpowers, as I think about it now, like
very, very Disney, because he's full of flames and he's throwing flames everywhere, but nobody gets hurt. And
nobody's getting any injuries
and anything. As far as the kid goes, like, I thought he was great. Like, his, you know, playing that kind of opposite of the main guy, just kind of like mopey loner kind of guy.
And just the brooding.
Yeah. The name was ridiculous, but he did a good job of, you know, the other stuff.
But I feel like it does have, like, well, with his character, there's always, you know, it followed a formula for sure of, like, you have your popular kids and your broody kids and your quote unquote dorky nerdy kids. It, like, definitely followed that formula.
Yeah. He was definitely the Fallout Boy of post emo, but not quite emo.
No. He reminded me Jacob, like the Taylor Lautner, the werewolf guy.
Oh yeah,
before he cut his hair, so he looked like the fruity version of him.
He does, but, kind of, for sure.
Yeah, but I actually thought there was gonna be an actual romance between him and the hippie chick.
It kind of seemed like it was leaning towards that way, but I think she was very for sure focused on Will.
I'm
looking at my notes. We forgot to mention, we kind of mentioned her, but like Linda Carter is the principal, I guess.
Yeah. Okay. I love that it's like, you know, she has played a superhero, so we're gonna bring her in as a superhero. Yeah. I guess kind of Bruce Campbell too, though.
Yeah. It's like a cute nod to, you know, actual, you know, other roles and things like, and superhero kind of stuff. You know?
Yeah.
I think that's really fun.
Bruce Campbell. Okay, so Bruce Campbell, Ash, and Evil Dead. And that, I guess that's what I know him best from. But I know, what do you, if you had to give like a 30-second synopsis of who Bruce Campbell is, what would you say?
Well, by his own admission, he's one of the most popular B-movie actors. He's done quite a lot of things. I would say somebody who is watching just cinema in general has probably seen him in something, you know, whether they knew it or not. But he's got quite a long list of just bit parts and everything. He's recognizable. He's everybody that I know either is like an avid fan of his, or they're just like, oh yeah, that guy's cool, or whatever, you know? So it's, you know, if I were to try and list all his movies, it would take a while, but yeah, no, he's been working for quite some time.
And he plays the, I wouldn't say PE teacher, glorified PE teacher, the guy who trains the superheroes in this movie.
Yeah. Coach Boomer. Because he's got a loud voice. Aside from, you know, Homeboy with the flames coming out of his hands, like, all these superpowers are fairly, you know, unique-ish, but not like over the top like we're used to, you know, like some extra strength or what have you, or flying. Like, I think they did a good job of picking unique superpowers for all the people and whatnot.
And then at some point, they get to the homecoming dance.
Before they go to the homecoming dance, they got to steal the secret weapon from the vault.
Yes. Oh, yes. How did that happen?
Yeah, because that's when all the cool kids show up at his house for a party.
Yeah.
There's
just going to be a few people, I promise.
Yeah, just a few people. And then
such
the whole
a 90s thing to do.
I know. I'm like, well, how could you not? I watch so many of these movies, and that happens in every other one. It's always like, it's going to be a study group.
How did you not see that coming?
Yeah.
Yeah. She was asking me, you know, just a second ago, like, did you have any of those kind of high school, like, party experiences? And I honestly, I did not. Like, the only parties I remember going to were cast parties, you know, after a show or whatever.
Yes. Which are wild in a totally different way.
Yeah. Just different kind of, they're not like the popular kids, you know, tossing keggers and doing all sorts of weird stuff like that. So.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I didn't experience any of that. No, I like, so it was funny because I was like, it's always like that formula of like, there's the bullies that pick on the kids and like put them in the locker. And then there's like the high school party where everyone drinks. And I'm like, none of that. I went to a charter school and very like, we were all very nerdy kids. So none of that ever happened. And then I'm thinking, like, did that ever happen to people in real life? Mm-hmm. Like, it had to have come from somewhere, you know, like, you know, but I'm just like, this is always this formula, but I'm like, do people do this?
Yeah, it's kind of funny that these tropes are based on like very anecdotal and very archaic ideas at this time, but it does still keep going. So they had this party or what's supposed to be a few people. Gwen ends up inviting a ton of people and then his parents show up. They don't really get him in trouble at all. They're not really upset. They just feel like they should be.
Because they feel sorry for him because he just broke up with the popular girl.
Yeah.
For having a party, right?
Well, I think that was no, that he one? Congratulated him earlier for like having the popular girlfriend, I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's funny. Like, oh, okay.
But yeah, no, like the parents show up at the party and then everybody leaves really quickly and not realizing that they've, you know, have that secret weapon that was stolen during the party.
Yeah, which comes little... Well, okay, when that happened, it was him and Gwen and like his parents' little lair. And then mm-hmm. they were like, kissing, and then someone ran in and grabbed it. Well, who was
that weird sidekick of hers? Yeah. That little like weird. That
weird sidekick is actually Academy Award winning comedic actor Jim Rash from Community.
It is?
Yes.
So in the end, I think he's not going to go to the dance because he was going to go with Gwen, and then he breaks up with him, and then he realizes that he needs to go to the dance because he was looking through an old yearbook, and Gwen's there.
Yes. We realize that she's the same Gwen, the same girl from before that his father had fought. And the secret weapon is something that makes you a baby again.
Yes. Which, what was the point of that?
I don't know. Well, I think it's just like, I feel like in a lot of these like Disney movies like this kind of type, it's never something that's,
it's juvenile is what it is. Like there's like, the stakes are not ever like life-threatening stakes.
Yeah. So it's like they're a baby, so they can't do anything.
But her big idea is to take all these new babies that she's gonna create and create a supervillain school so that they'll have, you know, somebody to compete with Sky High or what have you. That's her brilliant plan.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they end up saving.
Right.
Yes.
Through the power of friendship.
Wait, what did you guys, I guess we'll get into the side characters. What did you guys think of the guinea pig girl? I mean, the other little side characters that were like, ended up being really important in the end.
I thought the one who melted was so cute. He was just like so adorable to me. And I was like, oh, he's like trying, but he's so scared and nervous.
I dug the glowing guy. His energy was very like, I'm so cool. I'm so cool. No, I'm not. But I'm cool. I swear.
Yeah. And I mean, it makes sense with like their powers kind of like tied in with their personalities,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Except the guinea pig one. I didn't get that. Like, well, she was like, she can transform into things, but she could only transform into a guinea pig. It didn't go with her like cool girl vibe. Yeah. She had
like that almost emo look. Yeah. As well.
Yeah. I was like, that doesn't give off guinea pig.
Yeah. But maybe
that's where the comedy comes in.
Yeah.
You
would maybe think
she'd turn into like something cool or emo and it's just a guinea pig.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in the end, Will saves the day. Their school falls out of the sky and almost falls on this young couple's house, which was kind of, but he just saved it like by an inch. Yeah. And
big old happy ending. Everybody wins that's supposed to win. Everybody loses that's supposed to lose. You know,
exactly.
Everybody learns their lesson, you know.
And then, what's your name? Layla and Will end up together. So, yeah, what did you guys think of the ending of the movie? Did anything surprise you at all?
No, I don't think so. No. I feel like the whole time I'm a very out loud during the time. Anytime we watch a movie, I was like, I'll ask him questions. He's like, just watch it. But the whole time I was like, she's coming and she's doing this and that's the girl. Da 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 da. And like, I just kept
saying,
she's
the bad guy.
She's the bad.
They're going
to go into
the
risk. That was the player place. Yeah. And like,
so yes, everything about this movie was formulaic. I don't necessarily think that's a bad thing, but it's definitely like, I think it's one of the reasons why it probably wasn't as popular or why it didn't have as big an appeal. I think, you know, I would watch it again and I would tell people to watch it again. Yeah. It's a cute little fun movie. It's not gonna change the world or anything like that, but it's definitely a fun, entertaining watch, especially for the little ones, like I said, that are that right age where you're not sure whether you want to watch a Batman movie or something like that. So this is like a very safe alternative.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree. It was fun. It was exciting. It's easy to follow. Amanda, as far as like obviously you can see the difference of a movie like this versus like a Disney Channel original movie. Is there something about like the smaller budget or like the corny like plot lines that you kind of find charming, or you're like?
Yeah, I mean, I like all. It just makes it a little bit. It's fun. It's like kind of like, I mean, the most recent one has been like the Halloween tune I've been watching. It's just like leaning into the cheese of it all that I like.
Sometimes like you have to have stuff like that. Like, yes, you want the budget, but like you also like having that cheese factor is also expected in some of those movies.
Yeah.
And it makes it like more fun, I guess. I don't know. That's what I like. Mm-hmm. And this had it, but it definitely had a little bit more like of a higher budget, I think, than the DCOMs for sure.
Yeah, I know, it's funny because on occasion I'll do like movies like this where it's a bigger budget and I'm like, wait, this was actually like a nuanced scene, or like, oh, that didn't look like total shit like I'm used to. And I'm like, oh yeah, it's like because I went to like theaters, so I do like it, but it's not what I'm used to. I did notice, not that this movie was raunchy, but there was like in a Disney Channel original movie, usually there's maybe if there's people kissing, it happens once and it's very like they get interrupted, and this happened quite a few times, so it was kind of like more PG than
PG.
Did you guys notice that, or did it seem like a normal movie to you and I'm just watching too many of these?
Well, now that I'm like older, it's always weird watching like kids kiss.
Yeah,
anyway, but you're right, it was like a little longer lasting and a little more like romantic, I guess would be the best word to say it. But like, yeah, because usually it is a very like, oh, here we are, like that, you know, Disney little kiss, and that's what you get. But yeah, it's never like a holding moment.
Yeah.
You know? It's a little bit too long.
Yeah, they kind of lingered on it. Like, I'm not that at all. Like, it's always like somebody's parent opens the door and like, why are you, it's too late, get it. And so
his parents would be him for making out with her probably.
What?
His parents would probably be like really proud that he's making out with her because she's the popular girl. So
congratulations, son, you made out with a senior.
Yeah, like they would be like, yay, like just based on how they've been acting the whole movie. So they'd be proud of him, which is also because they were watching as like he's walking out the door. Remember, they like turn over the corner watching him go out the door with her, and just like proud that he's with her. I'm like, this is so weird. Like, so weird. Like, they're not like concerned that she's a senior, have they had the talk with him, you know what I mean, like they like all the things that like these parents are not concerned at all. Like,
make sure you wear a super condom.
Yeah, like they just want
why didn't they discuss that, come on,
right? Like, well, it's like they like are proud, like if he's going to like, they're like oh, that's so nice that you made friends with like the geeks, you know, it's so nice of you. Oh, look how cool it is that you're dating the pop. Like, these are the things that they value. And I'm like, this is, you know, that's what I'm like, oh, these parents, they need to check themselves. Like,
so I guess we'll kind of talk about the fashion from this movie. Was there anything that stood out to you guys? What was your impression?
Well, like I said, the color palettes for all the characters were definitely something that was easily identifiable and kind of like clicked with their powers and who they were and their characters. So I think that was a really cool thing to see. And I think it was done not over the top. It was subtle, but it was also identifiable as well.
Like, I don't think there was anything that was like outrageous.
Yeah. I don't think, if you watch this movie like 10 years from now, 20 years from now, you could probably say, oh, that's so 90s. But it didn't looks like normal clothes to me.
Yeah. Especially now, because like all of that's coming back.
Yeah.
Like, so, but I don't think there was anything that was like, oh yeah, I definitely wore that, you know, kind of thing. I don't think anything screamed that at all.
Yeah.
It maybe a pink number, but like that was like about it. Like, I don't think anything else was really like crazy. Like,
it was the thing that stood out to me most was like Layla's outfit. She wore a lot of this, like a skirt, not a dress, a skirt over pants, like, and then the top.
Oh, yeah.
And, like,
yeah.
A lot of layered tank tops, like tank top over a long sleeve shirt or a short sleeve shirt. And there was a lot of chokers. But other than that, there was like, I mean, it was mostly superhero kind of costumes. So
yeah,
which I thought they were good for superhero, like no name superheroes costumes. I thought they were really good, you know.
That was pretty cool. And I like that I think it's fun that the people who eventually became heroes, their regular day costumes are very similar. And everyone kind of, like, she wore purple every single day. I thought that was kind of fun.
Yeah.
Very campy. Yeah. So I don't know, that was kind of the movie and the fashion. What would you guys give this out of 5 stars?
I'd give it 4 stars. I'd say watch it if you got nothing better to do and you enjoy a good, you know, comic book superhero kind of movie.
Yeah.
Like,
it's fun for the whole family. And,
I would agree. Like 3.5, 4. Yeah. It's fun. It's campy. Yeah. And it keeps moving. I mean, like you said, there's a little old, but like for the most part, it's really, it's entertaining.
Yeah, I would say it's good. So I guess we're kind of wrapping up. Is there anything in your guys' lives that you would like to promote? Is there anything you want to tell anyone who's listening to go see if you're in it or no?
Well, we're in the Made in USA is what it's called. It's just a variety, like our cabaret music review.
Sure, yeah.
That we're doing at the Broadway Vista. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the only thing we have going on right now.
Yeah, we're in rehearsals for it now, so it's a cute little thing, but it's a fun little show. Entertainment wise,
Are you guys singing a song together or singing your own songs or both?
We are at one point in time. We're singing a song.
All like 45 seconds of it.
Yeah. It's literally, it's like, it's a very like show choir meets theme park.
Oh, cool.
Vibe. So.
Yeah. It's very much like you're not really singing a whole song.
Yeah. And it's like fast. And it's only like an hour long.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
And it's just like hitting like, you know, 50s, 70s. Broadway, it just hits like different kind of genres of music sometimes.
Is there any positive messages you want to send out to the world on this November day?
Positive messages.
Well, since the last show we talked about was also about, you know, superhero-y type stuff, I would say the same kind of message applies, and that's, you know, just try to be better about, you know, saving the planet, you know what I mean? Find more, you know, eco-friendly products that you can use and just, you know, recycle better or smarter, you know, just do what you can to make things better, I guess, would be what I would say. Mm-hmm. Be your own superhero.
Yeah.
Vote.
Sure. Oh, yeah. This is coming out on the Sunday before we're supposed to be voting on a Tuesday. So I hope you
I mean, I don't think we have in California any elections things happening, but there's a lot within like the different states and very important stuff. A lot of like things on coming up within the next few years of like LGBTQ plus rights and women's rights and just being able to like, you know, we're supposed to be a country about equality. Let's make sure that happens.
What a novel concept.
Yeah.
Come on, right?
Be nice to people. Yeah,
be nice and let people live their life.
Yeah. Well, everyone is like, we have all kinds of different people and we all should be here. So
everybody has their use.
Yeah.
Whether you're a superhero or a sidekick.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
We're all hero support.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. We're supposed to believe. Yeah. Well, thank you guys for coming. This is really fun. Thanks for switching up the movie at the last minute, even though we were going to talk about Tyra Banks. This was even more fun to talk about.
I was looking so forward to talking about Tyra Banks
and Lindsay Lohan. I guess we'll never know what your thoughts were.
Maybe it'll stream sometime soon, and then we can
yeah, then we'll have to do it. Yes. If either of you see it, please say, hey, Jana, it's up. We got to do it.
It's time.
Yeah, now's the time. Because I have so much to say about Tyra Banks, but you guys are going to have to wait. Okay, well, thank you guys for listening. And join us next time when we watch
a Disney Channel movie.
Bye.